reasonable approach to health with a reasonable fellow named Dr. Jack Stockwell, who, along with his wife Mary, prepares podcasts every week at the Forbidden Doctor website. He's here with us every week at this time. You can check out his website every week for the new practical information that he presents. The dangers of the pill, oral contraception. Wow, a lot of women need to take note of this, Jack. People have been using this since I was, I'm trying to remember, the 70s? Does it go back to the 70s, oral contraception?
No, some of the earliest forms go back to the 50s.
Really?
Yeah, some of the experimental stuff that they were doing back then, as they were playing around with the ovaries of hamsters and guinea pigs and monkeys and pigs, trying
Think
to
of
see.
That as a concept, huh?
Well, you know, that's what they normally do. A lot of the drug testing starts out on these poor defenseless animals and in a laboratory, and they try to find out what it does to the blood, what it does to other aspects of these animals' lives, different organal systems, including the nervous system. And then they, you know, they stick an ad in the newspaper. Hey, we need some people to test this. You might be paid a daily amount or your travel or whatever else. And people will usually line up to have their body tissues tested with these new kinds of drugs. When you can't get away from a drug for anything, drug for everything mentality, then you're the only way you can think out of your problem is another drug. You were talking about this in the previous hour.
I was, as a matter of fact. Thank you for bringing it up. This is something that is important, close to both of our hearts, your heart, my heart, and people who are listening, more importantly. Those of you who have been following this whole debacle of drugs and what's going on in our society as a result of people getting hooked on drugs, some of them prescribed by medical doctors, some of them prescribed by PhDs who are, actually, unless you have an MD, you can't really prescribe, right? That's the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist can prescribe, psychologist can't. So if you have an MD degree and you're familiar with some of these drugs that people are getting hooked on, what's happening, the reference Jack is making, is to the fact that there are now new drugs that are supposed to counter the old drugs. And so how in the world does this make any sense to people who have any common sense? How do you counter the ill effects of bad drugs with another drug that you can get equally addicted to?
Well, you know, this weekend, this whole weekend, one of Mary's brothers was here visiting us from Manhattan. And he is a PhD in molecular biology, and his whole orientation is to develop new drugs. And because of the series of podcasts we've been doing on cancer, I had a bunch of cancer questions to ask him, because he is in the process of developing a couple of new cancer drugs. And I asked him about the side effects of some of these drugs that have a 20% effectiveness, 25% effectiveness, how much money research is spending to get 25% expanded all the way up to 30% effectiveness. And I talked to him about the side effects. And he says, oh, they're horrendous. They're absolutely horrendous. And I said, well, what's the major side effect? And he says, well, it turns the whole immune system against the body itself. Because you and I have talked about this. I know you've talked about some of the new therapies for cancer is immunotherapy, trying to turn the immune system back on to take care of the problem. Because almost everybody who lives 70 years or longer is going to have cancer six or seven times in their life. And they never know it. They never know it because their immune system destroys it.
Thank God for that with me. I have a fabulous immune system, thanks in part to you, frankly.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, and
your lifestyle is pretty good. You may overdo it on the ice cream, but for that, for other than that, it's not that I don't. There's not that I don't have things that I overdo.
Yeah,
but the fact remains,
you eat too much meat.
Yeah, well,
you do.
It depends.
I'm Dr. Doug now, practicing without a license.
It depends on what you
mean. Too much meat.
It depends on what you mean by meat. Yeah. And there probably are times when I overdo it. I'm not going to. Heavens, yes, there are times when I overdo it.
I remember sitting I won't. Remember we sat in the airport, the four of us? And
yes. That's enough. We don't need to go any further. I remember.
Excuse me. Okay.
Yes. All right, everybody. I had a hot dog.
Yeah,
that's
it
right.
It wasn't just any hot dog. It was like a 3 mile long hot dog that took them a half an hour to eat.
And it was probably loaded with nitrites and all the other bad things.
It sure smelled good.
Oh my gosh!
I could smell it when I
got off the plane, right. And I wasn't even in the restaurant.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, as he and I were discussing this,
do as I say and not as I do.
Anyway, I often tell my patients when they ask me about that, my major slogan in my office is, my hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Instead of the Hippocratic oath, it's the
hypocrisy oath. No, hey, you know, you said here that you had dropped 10 pounds.
Yeah, I have.
I have dropped 22.
Yeah, good.
You will be shocked when you see
me.
All I've done is gotten rid of the sugar.
Yeah.
Just eliminating the sugar. And so my brother-in-law admitted, he says, yes, sugar is one of the biggest problems you can possibly have with cancer.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And I said, well, why don't we hear more of that? He says, are you kidding? The cancer industry makes too much money to be telling people to stop eating sugar.
But then go back to what we were just talking about and the drugs that are being prescribed by doctors to eliminate the addiction to other drugs.
Oh, yes.
Hello. Ding, ding.
Well,
ding,
it kind of started, what, 3 or 4 decades ago with methadone. And they thought, well, if we give these heroin addicts methadone, then we can get them off of heroin. And methadone ended up being more addictive than the heroin did.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It really is. All right. So meanwhile, back to today's focus on the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. This is something that you and Mary spent a lot of time on. And so what do you think the number one takeaway is from this focus on the options women have today? What have we learned since the 50s? What's safe? What isn't? What are you telling people when it comes to contraception? It's a very important discussion for men and women. So what do we do to be safe?
Well, men have pushed this on to women. As though it was a woman's responsibility for these kinds of things.
And of course.
The power of the industry, the power of the male
men
image when it comes
no
to...
Men take no responsibility for
well,
these
that's
things.
That's it. I'll tell you what the absolute best thing, other than obviously abstinence, which is not going to happen.
No.
The best is male sterilization.
Mm-hmm.
Vasectomy.
Vasectomy. I looked into
that. you can't.
I remember the first comment I got when I suggested that I was going to have a vasectomy. I had a look, and she said, don't do it on my account. And there were a couple of different messages that were included in that, I think.
Of course.
Being
the idea is that when you start giving, usually, and there are currently 4 generations of birth control pills. The fourth, from the first generation back when you and I were in grade school, down to the 4th generation now, that have some of the most serious side effects that can possibly happen inside of a woman's body. And the gist of this whole thing, and that's what we talk about in the podcast, is the progression of these problems. What happens when you start playing around with Mother Nature? And we are hormonal human beings.
Yep.
You know, whether it's sex hormones or just the hormones that allow us to relate to another human being, the hormones that allow our body to function correctly, when you start playing around with these things, you are throwing gasoline on a fire you're trying to put out.
Yeah.
And so that's what we talk about, and we talk about alternative methods. We're not trying to promote birth control. What we're trying to promote here and giving women that option as to what kind of a route they might want to follow, and there's much safer things than playing around with your hormones.
So the elephant in the room is, why can't there be birth control for men? Why can't there be something developed that men can take that keeps the that keeps things on the up and up? Or part, that was not a good choice of words, but just sort of, why can't we have something for both? So
well,
the choice is made. I mean, there's got to be somebody that has figured out along the way there's a way to stop.
It's
the
a lot easier
sperm.
It's a lot easier to get to the male gonads than it is the female gonads.
So why isn't there something developed then?
Well, there are drugs that you that they that they've played around with with sex offenders and that they give to a man, but it starts turning him into a woman. And that's not necessarily the direction you want to go either.
Yeah, that has to be by choice, and there's plenty of people making that choice these days.
Other than, you know, sexual orientation changes you may want to make yourself, but but it's so easy to get a vasectomy. It's so easy. I mean, it's right out there on the surface anyway, and it's a tiny little cut that cuts the vas deferens that carries the sperm.
You sound like a man who's had that experience.
What? No, I haven't. I do abstinence.
We have to.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We have to remember you come from Mormon stock, though, and that probably isn't. There probably is nobody in the entire state of Utah that does that operation.
Well, you know, the Mormons are like the Catholics when it comes to
have more,
you know, reproducing.
Yeah, more, but more, more.
But anyway, you know, we talk about this in the podcast at Forbidden Doctor, the forbidden dangers of the pill.
Right.
And we go into it in much more depth. But we talk about the hormone, the dangers of playing around with a woman's hormones.
Yeah. For in all kinds of ways. The different, danger can be defined in any number of ways. 20 past the hour on this week's version with Jack of Good Day Health.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Here's the short answer about how often your kids should lather up their locks.
Shampoo should be every other time or every time that you get into the bath or shower.
Pediatric dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis says you can fine-tune this suggestion by considering your child's hair type, age, and his or her activity level. The American Academy of Dermatology recommends more shampooing when your child's hair or scalp appears oily and when children get older and become more active. The exception to these rules is for some children of color.
Patients who are of African descent tend to have coarser, drier, and more brittle and fragile hair than non-African patients.
Dr. Davis says too much shampooing can damage hair. In this case, she recommends shampooing once every 7 to 10 days and simply rinsing with water when necessary. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Grandmothers in the future may very well say, a smartphone means a lazy brain. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Scientists are closely studying the impact smartphones have on your daily life. Sadly, they are finding that these devices are slowly taking over our ability to think for ourselves. There are two types of thinking, intuitive and analytic. Analytical thinkers work harder at problems, using brain power to seek logical solutions. Intuitive thinkers rely more on outside help like smartphones. to find information they may otherwise have figured out on their own. Our brains naturally tend towards mental shortcuts, so having your Android or iPhone handy can be a bit too enticing. This is a bad thing. When you replace thinking with a prosthetic brain, over-relying on simplified problem solving, well, as grandmother might have said, you use it or lose it.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
It's Doctor Time. This is Doug Steffen on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who practices as a Nuka chiropractor in Salt Lake. He's board certified, GAPS practitioner. He's done a lot of things in health technology over his career, and he and his wife have established a wonderful following. Their website, something you ought to check every week. It's very, very, well, there are all kinds of things. And as a result of that, we get a lot of questions that are aimed at Jack, things that reflect what's going on in the news today. And perhaps one of the questions here that's most indicative of people paying attention to this program, because I think folks who listen to Good Day Health are more than just mildly curious about what's going on in their body. I preach that. I preach the necessary inquisitiveness that comes with you knowing what's going on in your body and it being your responsibility. Having said that, there are all kinds of things that are being presented every day. These journals are full of things. Recently, there has been a focus on what is basically these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So I have a question from Ron, who wants to know, what do you use for osteoarthritis pain? And now that we're told that over-the-counter products like Advil and Motrin, Aleve, these sorts of things, even the prescription meds like Celebrex that you see advertised everywhere, some other Daypro things that I can't pronounce half of these things. But the report recently was, Jack, that they can increase the risk of cardiovascular events, i.e. heart attacks, strokes, that sort of thing. If you use them for a week, you're in danger. So what the heck do you use for pain if you're not wanting to get high blood pressure or ulcers or kidney failure or whatever else is problematic, what the heck do you use?
Well, if you understand where these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs came from, they came from laboratory investigation of herbal remedies that the hill people use, that the Amazonian basin people use, to take care of these kinds of problems without any side effects. And because you cannot patent something that nature made, you've got to go into the laboratory, alter the chemical structure of that particular isolated chemical a little bit differently than it was, then you can test it, put a patent on it, and sell it. But there's always side effects that come with that. And as you said, the increase of cardiovascular events that are showing up is because even though these things, and they're not really sure how they work, even to this day, they're not really positive how an aspirin works. They just know it blocks the nerve signal.
Yeah.
And all of our sensory input, pain, aching, all hot, cold, pressure, these things all go through a particular gland called the thalamus sitting underneath the brain before that information comes into the brain, because the thalamus is sitting there like this big switchboard deciding what's important and what isn't. And somehow that information gets interrupted by using these things, but they cause an inflammatory process of their own that's kind of subclinical, an inflammatory process that doesn't hurt you in the sense of feeling pain from it, because it's blocking the pain. At the same time, it causes inflammation.
Wow.
And that constant state of inflammation is what's affecting the blood vessels and the ability of the body to repair and heal itself. So NSAIDs get in the way of the body healing itself. In fact, they stop healing, but the pain goes away, and that's all people care about. So we use some herbal remedies in our office. If we're doing chiropractic, of course, a specialized form of chiropractic. But we can, if you want to, we can carry this on after the break, and I'll tell you what we use.
All right, that's a good idea. Jack is aware of the clock. It's 28 past the hour, in fact.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg with my gift guide to celebrate our dads and grads. Rated at 2017 best in category, LG's SJ8500 Super UHD 4K LCD TV provides 4K resolution and nanocell technology to deliver intense color and realism. It supports the latest HDR formats, and its WebOS 3.5 smart TV platform provides endless content. Emerson Sensi Touch Wi-Fi Thermostat is the only smart thermostat awarded the highest in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. A sleek high-def color touchscreen blends into any living space. It also features geofencing, flexible scheduling, and remote app access to save money. Dirt Devil's sleek new ReachMax and Quick Flip Plus vacuums just relaunched this iconic brand. Both models feature a lithium battery for powerful, fade-free operation, faster charges, and longer run times. These vacs can shorten your cleaning time to as little as 5 minutes. Honeywell's Lyric Gateway doubles as a home security system and a smart home hub to control any of Lyric's compatible connected products. The Lyric Gateway app allows total control, monitoring, and alerts from anywhere. Contact a Honeywell security provider for more information. Braven's Active Series speakers, compact size, 100% water and shockproof design, make them a must-have for summer fun. From the palm size 105, super portable 405 to the cylindrical Stride 360, every speaker delivers impressive sound with prices starting under $50. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
The hour now, as the Good Day Health program continues, I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's responsible along with his lovely wife, and many would tell you that she's more responsible than he is. I can't resist that every time we get the opportunity.
Well, the podcast shows up every week because of her.
All right, so anyway, podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Don't forget to take their symptom survey, which is free, so you can figure out what's going on in your body. And then after that, you get a 30-minute or so free overview, situation that you described there. It gives the health practitioners a good way to see into the window of your health world, and then you kind of go from there. It's an important opportunity to take advantage of. Mm-hmm. Did you want to add some more to the conversation?
Well, I think the question fellow was asking,
what do you do instead of aches and pains?
Yeah. Well, we use three major herbs that I can think of at the moment.
Are they all from Standard Process?
Yeah, they're marketed by Standard Process.
Yeah.
One's called Nervagesic, and another one is called Boswellia. And another one, a salagesic. And salagesic is based on the white willow bark that aspirin is.
Yeah.
But this is a little, this isn't as processed as an aspirin would be. And aspirin causes constant inflammation. In fact, aspirin causes bleeding. And these have the basic chemical material that the laboratory synthesized to produce these other kinds of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. There's a whole bunch of words there. I probably didn't need to say it that way. Mm-hmm. It's just that if you go to the herb that the local doctor or the hill person or whatever else used for centuries and centuries to address pain very effectively, that's what this stuff is. So depending on where in the body we're dealing, what the causative factor, whether it's gastrointestinal, cardiopulmonary, whether it's the skin, whether it's the head, whatever, we'll use different things, Nervagesic, Boswellia, or Salagesic. I think there's information on that at our website, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
ForbiddenDoctor.com. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's one question. We get to some other questions. You can send them to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. Questions for Jack or for Dr. Ken, help yourself. We're here 2 hours every week, 1 hour with Jack, 1 hour with Ken. Different ways of getting to the same problems. They both have different opinions. Their reality is different, but yet they're interested in the same thing, and that is how to make you be your best, how to get you performing as well as you can. excuse me. I apologize. I have I found myself, for whatever the reason, this morning, having a little bit, I don't know, Kara, you noticed, I have not had, for whatever the reason, the energy that I normally have. It's very hot here, very humid. Ugh. The air is heavy. Excuse me. So I popped a Neo 40 capsule into my mouth at the bottom of the hour. Neo 40 is the encapsulated version of Super Beats. Super Beats is a powder, which we talk about frequently. It comes from beets, non-GMO beets that are grown. Excuse me. And they are, I laugh because here I am trying to help people with something. It's coming to take a drink. And I get to talking, and what's in my mouth gets in the way of me saying what I need to say. So, excuse me. Hmm. All right, so that's better. So, the Neo 40 product has the same components. And by the way, this is all natural. Jack loves to talk about how we need to put food into our body to make us better. That's why I asked him the question I just asked him about what products come. We happen to both think, and Jack's the one who's exposed me to this, that the folks at Standard Process have fabulous products. They do not, in this circumstance, have a beet product like Super Beet. Super Beet stands out by itself. So if you're looking for some way to perform better, if you want to, as I did today in the face of this heat and the humidity, I can't stand being lethargic on the air. I got to have it. I got to be going. Got to be up all the time. That's what people expect when they're listening to us, energy. So there are a lot of fake energy drinks out there. Jack would warn you of them. There are lots of fake things that you can take that give you energy and stamina, not just in liquid form, but there are capsules you can take, and they're full of all kinds of things that are horrible for your body. Dietary nitrates come from Super Beets. They come from other vegetables as well, but the most nitrates are in beets. The nitrates open up your nitric oxide level, and that's what gets your arteries to open up and the blood flow to be consistent and strong so that you have energy. Your blood pressure is normal and regulated. It stays the same. People have blood pressure up and down all the time. This gets to the heart of that problem. Healthy circulation. Yeah.
Yeah, beets stimulate the amino acid L-arginine.
Yep.
As you're describing there, which is a precursor that in turn stimulates the production of nitric oxide, which is the vasodilator, which gets more blood moving through the system.
L-arginine is one of the superstar amino acids used for all kinds of functions, proteins, hormones, that sort of thing, neurotransmitters. So the more important thing here is how to quickly get to the performance level you need to at work. If you're an exercise addict, if you are a sports performer, you need Super Beets. That's it. Bottom line, for health and well-being, Super Beets is the way to go. And if you've never tried it, you've never gotten that boost, that energy, then you call 800-655-4183 to order your first supply of Super Beets. With it, you'll get a bonus 30-day supply. It doesn't come with any extra charge, so you're going to be paying for 3 months. You'll get four. Canister a month, 30-day supply, 800-655-4183. Plus, you get free shipping when you mention Dr. Jack and Doug. Everything is guaranteed in this product, or your money back. It'll do exactly what Jack and I say it will do, or forget about it. But nobody gets their money back. I wouldn't be still after 3 years talking about this if the stuff didn't work. And you can hear it. I can feel the energy just from having stuck this Neo 40 capsule in my mouth 10 minutes ago. I can feel it, and you can hear it in me. Jazzed up. 800.
Yeah, I hear a burst of energy. I really do.
800-655-4183. So let's get on the bandwagon. Let's take everybody's advice. You probably know somebody who's on Super Beats right now. You'll talk about it with them, and they'll agree with you, you with them. This is something really special. Boost circulation, energy, and stamina with Super Beats. That's the bottom line. 800 855-4183.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg with my gift guide to celebrate our dads and grads. Rated at 2017 best in category, LG's SJ8500 Super UHD 4K LCD TV provides 4K resolution and nanocell technology to deliver intense color and realism. It supports the latest HDR formats, and its webOS 3.5 smart TV platform provides endless content. Emerson Sensi Touch Wi-Fi Thermostat is the only smart thermostat awarded the highest in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. A sleek high-def color touchscreen blends into any living space. It also features geofencing, flexible scheduling, and remote app access to save money. Dirt Devil's sleek new ReachMax and Quick Flip Plus vacuums just relaunched this iconic brand. Both models feature a lithium battery for powerful, fade-free operation, faster charges, and longer run times. These vacs can shorten your cleaning time to as little as 5 minutes. Honeywell's Lyric Gateway doubles as a home security system and a smart home hub to control any of Lyric's compatible connected products. The Lyric Gateway app allows total control, monitoring, and alerts from anywhere. Contact a Honeywell security provider for more information. Braven's Active Series speakers' compact size, 100% water and shockproof design make them a must-have for summer fun. From the Palm Size 105, Super Portable 405 to the Cylindrical Stride 360, every speaker delivers impressive sound with prices starting under $50. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Good Day Health, Doug Steffen with a thought about vaping. And even though the toxic ingredients commonly found in these e-cigarettes and other vaping products are known to be carcinogenic, a lot of adults don't think secondhand e-cigarette aerosol poses a risk to children like the risk that's presented by tobacco. Well, think again. The Center for Disease Control says about a third of adults who were surveyed don't know, people that are using these devices don't know if secondhand aerosol causes harm to children. And the people who think it does say, not much, just some little bit of harm to children. Well, kind of promotion that these things have gone through, the number of people who are using them because they think they can get off their tobacco, nicotine, the obsession or the necessity or the addiction to it, you got to think again, because according to the Surgeon General, these things are a major health concern. The report, which is out now, advocates for policies that would protect people from breathing secondhand aerosol. I don't want to breathe this crap. Do you? I don't want these things. I don't want my family affected. I don't want anybody affected. It is as bad as cigarette smoke. And if you don't, I mean, look at all of the things people are saying now about these could be as bad, if not worse, than smoking cigarettes. So the idea, which was good at the beginning, to get people off of smoking tobacco products with e-cigarettes, the emissions that come from these e-cigarettes could be as harmful, if not more harmful, to women who are pregnant, to children themselves. So come on, let's get smart. Let's stop using that. I mean, let's just stop smoking, period. Quit it. That's a word from Doug. Doug Steffen. 44 past the hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Your questions, the news, the events that are going on. Let's see. Let's turn our attention to George, who asks, do you think microwave ovens are safe? And Jack, do you use them? I've been in your house, and I don't remember now that the question is asked. I don't remember ever seeing a microwave in your house.
Well, there's one here because when we built the house, it kind of came along with the rest of the equipment, but it is hardly ever used.
Mm-hmm. What happens? People criticize me because I say when you use the microwave, it reorganizes, and not to the positive, the metabolic structure of whatever you're putting in there, whether it's vegetables or meat, whatever benefit these products may have in your body, you rearrange the molecular structure so that basically you might as well be eating a newspaper. Am I right?
It depends on how long it's in there. We only occasionally when we use it, it's only used for a few seconds. I mean, you never cook anything in a microwave.
Yeah.
The whole idea is that electromagnetic radiation, the microwave energy, is jiggling the hydrogen ions. And jiggling, I don't know a better word to say than that.
It's jiggling.
Just sitting here. You know, and as you rub your hands together real fast, real tight, you generate heat.
Yeah.
Inside of anything that's inside of a microwave, that's exactly what's happening with the hydrogen ions. And almost anything you put in there is going to have hydrogen ions in it, except for microwave-safe dishware or whatever else. They don't get hot, but the stuff that's sitting on it does. And it cooks from the inside out, as they say, and it can create intense heat deep inside that food that literally will destroy the enzymes, destroy the vitamins, and alter the structure to some degree. I don't know that the newspaper is the best analogy, but I suspect the longer you leave it in there, the more destruction to that food takes place.
Really?
So what do we do with it? We might stick some butter in a glass and for about 15, 20 seconds to melt it to put it over popcorn whenever we make popcorn around the house. But hardly is it ever used. I have cast iron cookware on the stove. I only cook in cast iron. I don't cook in aluminum, certainly not aluminum. I don't cook in a lot of the ceramic type stuff that they're advertising, the nonstick, I don't trust that stuff. I just cook in cast iron. And if you treat the cast iron properly, you know, nothing's going to stick to the cast iron. You get a little iron in your food, which isn't going to hurt you at all. So I do most of the cooking at home. Mm-hmm. And it's because Mary's so busy doing the podcast, not because of any other reason, really.
Yeah.
And I stay away from that microwave as much as I possibly can. I don't like being in the kitchen when it's on just to melt butter for a few seconds. I don't trust those the supposed antennas in there that contain all the microwave inside the microwave oven. I'm not so sure that's accurate.
Well, it's a question a lot of people have. I use the analogy when I talk about milk from the farm. As most people know who listen to me, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And over the years, I've sold raw milk at the store that I have on the farm. We've talked about processing milk, how it's changed over the years. When Pasteur introduced first the pasteurization process to deal with the problems, the vagaries of milk that was dirty and need to be cleaned up, it was one thing, but it's graduated, as so many other things have graduated, to being a detriment instead of a solution to the problem. It causes more problems than it fixes, because now they're using laser beams and microwaves and all the stuff that was never done. Pasteurization was just a cook. It was a fast heating up of the milk and get rid of the bacteria, 4 minutes and it's cooked and it's done. But now they have these huge tanks and they microwave everything. So, yeah, the milk is clean, but it has no nutritional value.
Yeah, the life
has no taste.
Yeah, the life. The enzymes are destroyed. Some of the vitamins have been destroyed.
Yeah. So what's the point? And I guess that brings us around to thinking more.
Well, remember,
about what
pasteurization
happens.
Of milk in the industry you're in is not to protect the consumer. It's to allow dirty milk into the system from some people that aren't clean.
To protect the producers. Oh, yeah.
It's to protect the producer. Because
a word to the wise. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready.
Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Reframe event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through June 18th at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabuilt Masonite and Geldwen doors. Plus save up to 15% on select in-stock Pella windows. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk in-store for details. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Time, learning time, lesson time. Information is king here on this program. I think the most valuable asset that we have is being able to share knowledge. And I've been very fortunate over the years to meet a lot of people who have lots to share to make your life better. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a practicing Nooka chiropractor. Salt Lake City is his home. I have visited with him any number of times. He's helped me immeasurably, and he helps a lot of people with the weekly podcast he has at ForbiddenDoctor.com. One of the things that we frequently talk about is managing blood sugar levels. All of you, I say this, all of you need to have an annual checkup. So you know what's going on in your body. You get your blood test. You look at the levels. And oftentimes, one of the things that appeals to me about this, Jack, is because, as you know, my blood sugar levels are a little high. And that's because of my loving ice cream and candy and cake and that sort of thing. So it's not helping me a lot. I'm trying to swear off of as much of it as I can, especially this summer. I've dropped about 10 pounds since I saw you, and moving it around, it's something that I need to do every year. And one of the things is to be conscious of what I'm eating. So now I have this snack of all kinds of nuts, almonds and cashews and peanuts and that kind of stuff I put together. And you have written about how nutrition-packed nuts have awesome medical or medicinal consequences. How so?
Well, specifically almonds. And one of the really good things about almonds is that they have this monounsaturated fat content that helps you to feel full longer. Mm-hmm. Whenever you eat something that has saturated fats in it, whether mono or poly, but when you have saturated fats, they hang around in the system longer. It takes the body a little bit longer to process these things. And while it's doing that, you feel full. So what I've suggested to a number of people, if you're going to binge watch TV or you're watching your news programs or whatever else and you're sitting down on the couch, skip the chips, skip the corn chips, skip all the
hold
other
the
stuff.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce.
Yeah. Yes. If you just took some good old organic raw almonds and you soaked them in water overnight, really? And then you let them dry out by themselves, they soften up a little bit. A lot of the real good nutritional content that is dormant in that dried state begins to be active, and then sprinkle sea salt over it, sprinkle whatever your favorite kind of spice is, not sugar, but some kind of spice over top of those, and snack on those. You'll find you don't need as much. They have a lot of fiber. They've got the good fat that I just talked about, and they're loaded with nutrition. And we've found out that, well, not we, but there's studies that show when you eat things like this, it brings the blood sugar levels down. And by bringing the blood sugar levels down, your pancreas can rest. The immune system can come back on board, because just a little bit of sugar on a regular basis stunts the immune response. So these are some things to think about when it comes to not just regulating blood sugar levels, but what you're going to snack on when it comes time to snack.
Diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is caused by having a really heightened sugar level, and then that leads you to cancer and cardiovascular problems and that.
Well, remember
what
they used to call diabetes.
Sugar
it was diabetes. Sugar diabetes.
Yeah,
and then the sugar industry lobbied to make sure they got rid of that word.
Yep. Yeah. So all of this in concert with our focus on things like super beets that have no sugar in them whatsoever, this is a way of helping you to forestall. They say to me, be careful, don't talk about how using super beets can stave off illness or disease. Okay, so I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is common sense would lead you to believe that with fake energy drinks being what they are, and people's need to have more energy and stamina, wouldn't it make sense to introduce an all-natural product into your system? Right? I mean, it's food,
absolutely.
For God's sake. That's all it is.
That's it. And the FDA does not like anybody suggesting that food will heal or cure or make you feel better.
Isn't that crazy?
Think about the ramifications
of that. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
And it's not a law. It's the bureaucratic policies of
right.
the FDA.
You can't make those claims. Why? You follow the conclusion. Healthy blood pressure levels, which come about as a result of using super beets, brings blood to your entire body and keeps it healthy. You don't have to be a surgeon to figure that out.
Yeah, and this isn't a law. These are just bureaucratic policies inside the FDA, even though there's extensive studies that show what you and I just talked about.
Yeah.
You're going to get in trouble if you say it.
800-655-4183. Order your first supply of Super Beets. Get on the bandwagon. 800-655-4183.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.